An organized brain is a mentally strong brain, and it almost sounds so easy. I have been on this kind of self-development journey for over 20 years, and I can tell you it's not as easy as I'm making it sound. 50 to 70% of Americans report that they are overwhelmed or stressed most days. That is most of us. What is going on that, you know, we always feel overwhelmed and stressed? And we can, you know, many times we blame our environment, the circumstances, the expectations, the responsibilities. All of those things do contribute. However, are we learning to actually organize our brain, our thoughts, so that we can make choices in line with what we want? Oftentimes, we use the word declutter when we're talking about our house or our office. And I personally hate clutter, but it seems to always be around. I'm a little ADHD. I have stacks of paper on my desk. It has some sort of organization to me, but it does look cluttered. And sometimes when I look at that, or, you know, I'm looking at the house as a whole, I think, oh my gosh, this is so much. I need so much time and energy to try to organize this. And I learned this technique 10 plus years ago when it comes to my house. If I open the junk drawer and there's a lot of stuff in there and I'm looking for something and I get a little overwhelmed because of the clutter, I take 10 things and throw them away. Either 10 things and throw them away or put them away in a proper space, right? So that the decluttering is happening as it's coming up to my attention, right? Because that's why we have a junk drawer, so that we can kind of throw things in there to get them off the counter. The same is true in our mind. If you think about everything that's going on, and even the insight into how past decisions and experiences are impacting your thoughts and behaviors, whew, that can be exhausting. So how do we actually learn to declutter that? There is a choice opportunity link in the description, and choice opportunities are these worksheets that I make to kind of just help visualize or ask questions around a certain topic so that we can, you know, work through those things. So today, I want you to download the Mentally Strong Brain. And the Mentally Strong Brain is an organized brain. So if you look at these two pictures on this worksheet, you have this one side that has all of these lines and emotional connections, right? And then on the other side is these boxes. And this is a visualization of what the continuum of how we manage our thoughts in our brain. I am an emotionally charged brain. I'm very sensitive. When I was a young girl, a teenager, I was told that I was sensitive, emotional, reactive. And it was really because I feel everything. And then you have people who are on the opposite side of the spectrum, where they don't acknowledge their feelings impacting their life. They put them in a box and they try to put them away, right? We call this like stuffing our feelings or just pushing through and moving on. Both of these extremes are not healthy, right? Where I was as a teenager, this emotionally charged, reactive, sensitive to everything, is emotionally exhausting. But if you have one of those brains where you lean towards compartmentalizing everything, you're not feeling, you're not bringing insight into your experiences and how they impact your life. So how do we organize these things so that we can be mentally strong, right? Mental strength is an attribute that we respect in people, but we don't really teach it anywhere. And the way that I teach it in the Mentally Strong Method is to be able to think through your problems, organize them so that you can make choices in line with what you want. And how do you do that? So when you're thinking through your problems, are you actually thinking through them or are you ruminating on them? So ruminating is kind of a psychiatry word that we use to say you're spiraling, you're just feeding into. So if you think about your negative thought or your emotion as being a fire, ruminating is putting gas on the fire. If you are actually thinking through, you are slowly diffusing the fire, right? Making it lose its power. So we do that through a thought map, but just knowing that, you know, thinking through your problems, if you find yourself spiraling and feeling overwhelmed, that it is because you are not actually finding solution-based or having insight into why those feelings are there. When I say organize, I like to think of it as like a file folder and not like this brain with the boxes and everything is separated and we're not actually dealing with anything. File folders, you know, you're putting papers in, the file folder top is open, you have awareness into that, but it is organized. It's kind of like having that junk drawer in your house and knowing what's inside, right? And when you open it, it doesn't feel even more overwhelming because of the clutter, right? Clutter feels overwhelming. And this emotionally charged brain feels overwhelming. And then we can make choices in line with what we want. Oftentimes you hear people say, take action, take action, take action, push through. Those are all things that I say to myself as well. And I do make choices and take action, but I do it with some insight. So what are the three things that I have for you today? One, your thinking should lead to organization. So if your thinking is leading to more feelings of anxiety, depression, overwhelmed, stressed, then you need to work on that thinking. And we can do it with the Mentally Strong Method, but also knowing when it's time to get professional help, because thinking should lead to organization. That's the first thing. And then acknowledging that organization so that you can make choices. The way that I do that in the Mentally Strong Method is I have these different categories. Because, you know, if you have experienced grief like I have, you can't just positive, you know, think your way through that. You can't just organize that. You actually have to stop and feel the pain. Trauma causes such disorganization in the brain, sometimes needing that professional intervention. But thinking through how that has impacted you from a cognitive behavioral standpoint. So one, our thinking is leading to organization. And then we're acknowledging where those thoughts have come from into an organized, you know, file folders or, you know, ways to feel confident that it is organized. And then the third thing is acknowledging that this is a lifetime journey. We are fixers. I'm a fixer. I want to fix it. When I'm having a bad day, I'm feeling overwhelmed, a little disorganized, I want to just fix it. And sometimes I have to stop and think through my problem, organize it so that I can make a choice. And sometimes that choice is to do nothing. Sometimes that choice is to realize that my story has so much grief and trauma that I need to take a break. I need to rest. And so thinking leading to organization, acknowledging the path, and acknowledging and embracing the journey that it is a lifetime. My name is Christy Bundakumar. I'm a psychiatric nurse practitioner with over 20 years of clinical experience, but my real experience comes from navigating my own grief and trauma. I have lost 3 children over the course of 17 years, and in that process, there was a lot of traumatic events that I am still working through. But I stand here with that being able to turn my pain into purpose and vulnerably sharing how we get through this journey. How do we confidently say we are mentally strong? The next video I'd love for you to watch is overcoming those barriers. We all have barriers to mental strength. And I believe that if you continue on this journey, continue to learn how to work through those barriers, you can confidently say, I am mentally strong.